fucking going on in here?
Look at our little buckaroos.
Hey, Butch, Sundance, you guys better be careful. You're going to get little saddle sores.
Okay, Jesse.
What Jesse? What happened to Daddy? Since when are we on a first-name basis over here?
No, Jess, don't take it personally. It's just a phase kids go through when they realize their parents have names. It's kind of cute, right, boys?
Right, Becky.
Hey, that's Mommy. Mom for short.
I thought it was cute.
It was cute when they did it to you.
The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Arise, O Ten of Hearts.
Ha. Not even close.
Well, you see, that's the amazing part of the trick. I changed the Ten of Hearts into the Four of Clubs.
Steph, you gotta teach me that trick.
Guys, somebody stole my bike.
What?
Your bike got stolen?
It's okay, I'm on the case. Yes, officer. Yes, it's pink, and it has a cute little basket on the front, right? And it's got little frilly tassels coming out of the handlebars. No, it's not mine. My daughter's. Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
What's going on?
Nothing yet.
We should offer a reward. How about $1,000,000?
Sweetheart, $1,000,000 is a lot for a bike.
Dad, it has a basket.
I think we better go look for it. Steph, DJ, you guys check the schoolyard.
Got it.
I'm going to get on my bike and check the bike paths.
And I'll check all the video arcades and all the fast food joints.
That's a good idea. That's where the kids hang out.
Well, I was going there anyway.
Come on, Michelle, you can ride with me. Let's hit it.
Rest easy, everyone. Your neighborhood crime catchers are on the case. I believe you know Mrs. Carruthers, our fearless leader.
Hi.
At ease, citizens. Deputy Gibler and I just picked up a 614 on the police scanner.
For you civilians, that's a bicycle theft. Now, I'm going to need a little bit of information. Your name?
Gibler, you know my name.
This will be a whole lot easier if you'll just cooperate. Now, do you wear a hairpiece?
What does that have to do with a stolen bike?
Nothing. I've just always been curious.
Joey, did you see anything suspicious when you went out for the paper this morning?
No, nothing unusual. Mm-hmm. Just, how'd you know I went out for the paper this morning?
Oh, part of my job. You know, keeping an eye on the neighborhood, which includes watching you stride to the curb wearing those bun-hugging pajamas.
Well, it's nice to know you're watching. Every move I make.
Uncle Jesse, why do people steal things?
I don't know, Munchkin, but I know how you feel. When I was young, I had something very dear to me stolen.
Your bike?
No, my comb, Mr. Part. Oh, it was beautiful. Unbreakable teeth, leather carrying case.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't either. But, you know, after a few years, I don't know, you rebuild, really, your life in whatever fashion.
No, over there, that kid has my bike.
Let's nail him. Hold it there, son. I want to talk to you about this bike.
Be Careful, Uncle Jesse. That's David Shaw. He's a big bully. Hey, look, it's Toothless Tanner. You stole my bike. Your dog food, mister.
What are you talking about?
This is my sister's. Mine's got a flat.
Look, why don't you just give us the bike and we won't press charges?
Like, I'm scared.
Hey, come on, what do you want, to end up in a slammer? Give Michelle back what's hers, and we'll pretend like this whole thing never happened.
And I'll pretend I give to Hoots.
Davey. I know what you're going for here, because I was just like you. You know, when I was a kid, I was always trying to be the tough guy, you know?
Is this story long or just boring?
Give me the bike.
Now, if you're finished wasting my time, I have a trumpet lesson. And don't even think about messing with this rock. It's solid steel. I told you he was tough.
Yep. But not too bright.
Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Jesse.
Come on, let's get out of here fast.
Are we in trouble?
No. It's that trumpet. It's torture. It's no big deal. All I did was outwit a 9-year-old. It's not like he was Jeopardy material or anything. What the heck is that?
Michelle's bike. What the heck is that?
Hey, guys. Guess who found Michelle's bike?
Seems to be the question of the day.
Well, I've got 3 bikes.
No, honey, not all of them are yours. One of them is. But which one?
I like this one. It looks brand new.
Sweetheart, I didn't ask which one you like the best. I asked you which one is yours.
Let's see. Mine has a Kermit sticker on the basket.
Well, would you settle for a Care Bear on the chain guard?
None of these bikes are mine. Mine's still stolen.
And so are all these.
And we're the stealers.
To the slammer. Daddy, if you have a stomachache, could you stay home from the slammer?
Sweetheart, we are not going to the slammer. We're just going to return these bikes to their rightful owners.
So everybody gets their bike back except me? That's fair.
To return this. I stole it off a kid named Davey. All I know about him is I should have stolen his trumpet, too.
I found mine leaning against the library. It was a horrible thing. A little girl goes in, checks out Curious George, comes out, her bike's gone. Could turn a kid off to reading forever.
I grabbed mine off the back of a pickup. Oh, great. There's a card in it. Happy birthday, Lisa. Love Mom and Dad.
See where that is. Check through the window.
Hey, it's that crime catcher lady, Miss Carruthers. I'm getting my buns out of here.
No. Take the bikes. Get them out of here.
All right, okay. Hurry.
Right. 10-4 out. Mr. Tanner, 3 more bikes have been stolen. We're going to set up our command post in your house.
No. That's a bad idea. No, we're not zoned for a command post here.
This is the center of the crime wave. I'm surprised you haven't seen anything.
Seen anything? No, but why would I have seen something? Why, did somebody say they saw me see something? No, because, for example, there's nothing going on in my kitchen.
It shouldn't be, because I have nothing to hide. I mean,
think she's suspicious? In any room in this would she be? All Danny's doing is making like full that. Confession.
Okay, well, don't panic. All you have to do is just remain cool.
Guys, sorry. Put the boys down for a nap. I must have conked out myself.
Hey, what'd you guys do? Rip off a bike store?
Hey. He stole mine off a kid, and he stole his off a truck.
Yeah.
What? Open up! It's Crime Catchers! Official
Hide the bikes.
Listen, you saw nothing and you heard nothing.
I know nothing.
That's my girl.
Didn't we used to have a rule around here, no bikes in the house?
Thank you, Mrs. Goodhair. All right, get set up. Can't catch a criminal without the right equipment. Fax machine, cell phone, map of crime sector, police scanner.
Amy, what is this, the Batcave?
No, it's your basic crime catcher's mobile headquarters kit. Do you realize that 4 bikes have been stolen in our neighborhood?
Really? I would have guessed 3.
Hi, Becky.
Oh, Nikki. Call me Mommy. You didn't give me a flower on Becky's day.
I see bikes.
Did he just say, I see bikes?
I see bikes? No, of course not. He said, I see bites. Ha! Those mosquitoes are just out of control, huh? Well, I gotta get some calamine lotion. Ta-ta.
You can't go in there.
Move them! Move them! Move! Move them on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Boy, I miss the Jeffersons, don't you? How many Lionels were there? Do you remember?
One mystery at a time, Mr. Tanner. Hey, how's that command post coming, Deputy Gibbler?
We are cooking, Chief.
Hey, guys, check this out. 3 other pink bikes got swiped.
That's why we're here, small fry.
Comfort, Slim Jim.
Hey, Mr. Tanner, look at this. Little Ruthie Bell went in to get her very first library card. Some goon nabbed her bike. Says here she's lost her zest for reading.
She's zestless?
Yeah, and look at this guy who took the Schultz's bike. He looks exactly like Uncle
Seymour. Yes, that looks exactly like Uncle Seymour. But, you know, and if he weren't a priest in Athens, he would be a suspect. Yes, he would.
Give these up to Uncle Seymour right away.
Uncle who?
Just do it.
Where are they?
Oh, the flyers. Oh, you know, you just missed them.
All right, okay, how about this?
All right.
We dismantle the bikes.
Uh-huh.
We put all the parts down our pants. And we just walk right past everyone downstairs.
Okay, all right, that's not bad, but here's a little twist.
Okay.
We don't touch the bikes, we don't touch our pants, and you get over there and shut up until Groundhog Day.
What are all these bikes doing here?
Your Uncle Seymour!
I thought he was in Greece. Yeah. You look anything like me. Sideburns are totally unbalanced.
Well, I'm gonna pack.
Where are you going?
The Slammer.
These posters have addresses on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. Oh, you know what? This is perfect. You know what? We'll take all the bikes back to these addresses. We'll get everything back to normal around here, okay? Everybody grab a bike.
All right. Go.
Wait! The crime catchers are in the kitchen.
All right, we'll go out the front door.
Okay.
Go.
Come on, move it.
Hey, how come you don't have a bike?
Because I'm carrying the flyers.
Oh. Okay, come on, let's go. Hurry.
Shh.
Okay, come on. Shh. So, Jess, you think we can pull this off?
Absolutely. Not. But Joey, stay on.
Why?
Perfect. Yeah, what do you want? Sir?
I'm Leonard Schultz, Davy's father. I'm looking for some guy named Jesse. Took my kid's bike. He looks exactly like you.
Oh, no. This doesn't look anything like me. Look, sideburns uneven. Mine, totally even. See how that works?
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
So who are you anyway?
I'm Joey.
Well, Joey, I'm gonna sit right over here and wait for this Jesse punk to show up. There's a couple of things I want to impress upon him.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like my left fist and my right.
Oh.
Hey.
Danny. Hi, it's me, your old pal Joey. Pardon him, wrong? Okay, let me explain. This is, this here is Leonard Schultz. He's Davey's father, and for some wacky reason, he seems to think that Jesse has stolen his kid's bike, and Jesse's nowhere to be found, thank God, because Leonard here has a bone to pick with him, and we all know how painful bone picking can be.
Joey?
Yes?
Yeah. She was calling for you, wasn't she, Joey?
Yes, she was, Danny.
Could I play? I want to be DJ.
No time for playing. Now, this is Leonard Schultz, Davey's father.
Davey's father?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go.
Oh, wait, who's Davey?
Somebody with a really big dad. Okay, we gotta get Davey's bike back before his dad smushes Uncle Jesse.
You should see this guy. Whew. There'll be nothing left but a puddle of moose.
So how do we get the bikes out of here?
I've got a plan.
Okay, but I'm not stuffing bike parts down my pants.
For the 100th time, I don't know anything.
I don't believe it.
It's the truth, I tell you.
You mean to tell me that Joey's never mentioned me? I mean, not even in passing or maybe at lunch? Oh, my standard.
Everybody, somebody has a card trick she wants to show you off. I wish I could stay to see it.
Steph, this is not a good time.
Trust me, Dad, it is.
Okay, prepare to be amazed. Kimmy, pick a card, memorize it, and put it back in the deck. Okay, now watch me shuffle. See me shuffling? Shuffle, shuffle, the magic shuffle. Now notice that at no time do my fingers leave my hands. Shuffling. Look at
we that. Don't have time for this poppycock.
Nonsense! There's always time for poppycock. What? Watch the trick. It's an excellent trick. Steph, go.
Okay, Kimmy. Is this your card?
No.
Is this your card?
No.
Is this your card?
Oh, excellent trick, that was fabulous.
But she didn't even find my card.
Hey, Mr. Tanner. Ooh. Look, I hope you weren't too attached to that big ceramic planter.
Blondie, that was the worst card trick I ever saw.
Okay, Kimmy, if you would please check your pockets.
All I have here is some gum.
Thank you, and good night.
Bravo! Excellent trick.
So, that's why I retired from the ring.
Wow, you quit boxing because it wasn't violent enough. Fascinating story, huh, Joey?
Yeah, Danny, I'm shaking with fascination.
Tell me what's going on with all the...
Miss Donaldson!
Leonard!
Yeah.
How do you two know each other?
Leonard's my butcher. You should see what this guy can do with a cleaver.
So, this is where you live. I always wanted to meet your husband. What was his name?
Oh,
Joey.
Yeah, that's right. Joey. Joey, that's my husband.
This is my husband.
I thought that was Danny.
You didn't let me finish. This is my husband's best friend, Danny. And this is my husband, Joey.
Right, hug.
I'm still Becky, right?
Yeah.
Jesse.
Hey, that kid's calling you Jesse.
No, it's just a crazy little phase he's going through. It's nutty. You know, last week he was calling everyone Frankie. Now, young man, you know my name isn't Jesse.
Jesse, I love you.
Leonard, I'm not gonna lie in front of my kid. I'm Jesse.
Not for long.
Leonard, what's going on in here?
This guy stole my kid's bike.
No, this whole thing is a big misunderstanding. The bikes are upstairs.
Oh. Why did you say so?
Because I couldn't breathe.
Jess, the bikes aren't upstairs.
Going up.
Turn to the rightful owners right now. DJ, Steve, this is Leonard Schultz. He is looking for his kid's bike.
Bike? DJ, do you know anything about a bike?
I used to have a bike.
Lift off.
People, attention, the bikes are back.
Oh, thank God.
It just came in on the scanner. All the bikes have been returned to their owners. See, Leonard? No harm done.
Yeah, just a few ribs broken.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. That's okay, Leonard.
Leonard,
the hair. I know it's not your thing, but...
Let's mark this case closed.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait a minute. The case isn't closed. My bike's still stolen.
No, it isn't.
Huh?
My Kermit sticker. This is my bike.
You left it at my house last week. Remember? It was raining cats and dogs. Mother gave you a ride home.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. My bike's been at your house the whole time. Isn't that funny?
Isn't the word for it. Okay, since we caused everybody so much trouble, I'm taking everyone out for frozen yogurt.
Hey!
With sprinkles?
You got it, big guy.
All right, let's go. Okay, hey, Deej, would you take me to
upstairs and get Alex?
Joey, now that this is all over, I think you should be debriefed.
You know, I don't like the sound of that.
Crazy day, huh, Shell?
Yeah, I'm sorry I made everybody look for my bike.
Oh, that's okay, sweetheart. We did it because we love you.
Next time, I'll try to remember where I put my stuff.
Very good. Now, come on, let's go get some ice cream.
Hey, where's my jacket? It's right there. Somebody stole it.
Shell.
Oh, never mind.
Mm-hmm.